Well, good evening. It's good to be back with you tonight at Paisley. And we trust that our short time together around the Word of God would indeed bring a blessing to us. Before we turn to the scriptures, let's just take a moment and ask God to the Spirit just to shine in these pages and the words we're going to read. Heavenly Father, we ask that as we quieten our hearts now before thee and turn to your word, that your Spirit would just open our eyes and open our ears and open our hearts and open our understanding to these things that we're going to think about simply tonight. And we pray that they might be a blessing to each and every one of us on our pilgrim pathway. We ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to turn with you tonight to Colossians chapter 3, please. A long, long time since I heard anyone speak in that, but I want just to think about that for a little while with you tonight. Colossians chapter 3, and we'll think of the first 17 verses. And obviously there's a tremendous amount of material in it, so we'll be skipping through it fairly quickly. I don't know what your Bible says, but the Bible I have in front of me, over chapter 3, it simply says this: the new life in Christ. The new life in Christ. And as we look at these 17 verses, we're going to look at a number of things. I don't know how many I've got down here as I was going through them, but there's probably about a dozen or more things that are new in this chapter. And these things all go together, and under the umbrella of the new life in Christ, we're going to find these new things that should mark each and every one of us if we are believers in the Lord Jesus. So let's read the verses together. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 1. Since ye are then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all of those: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind,